ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, DeJago. You're listening to the Brady Bro Show on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. DJ Abu Sali's on his way. He took a nap and I woke him up a little bit too late. That one's on my bad. And DJ Scrumptious McGee will not be making it today. He needs his sleep. He's got some stuff going on. Wow, my voice sounds a little weird in the headset. Sorry if it sounds weird out there. You know, more weird than usual. Glad to be back on campus. Had a great time at home. Watched a ton of anime with my brother, because that's what you do over break. You, like, some of my friends were coding, and some of my friends were, like, going for internships, and I was like, let's watch Japanese cartoons. On that note, we've got a bunch of new music. Some of it may be Japanese rock music, and that's just what I have in store from now on. I'm sorry. I'll try and keep it balanced with other stuff, but, like, it sounds good to me, and it's Freeform Radio, so if you don't like it, don't listen to the show. But do, because DJ Abu Sali has good stuff, too, and so does Scrumptious McGee. You're just gonna have to put up with, like, my little segments. I can see him running. He's, like, through the window. He's on his way, so I'm gonna get this show started with a song called 2 AM, which is fitting, because it's 2 AM. Enjoy. Interesting. It seems like the aux port is not working very well. Let's try the other aux cord. Brief intermission. Very sorry, but very great way to start the new year. Fun fact, we have a song coming up called New Year as well. Let's try that. That sounds better. Here's 2 AM by Lucid.
Leaning, walking sideways, took an L to the face.
Hello, we're back.
Hello, hello.
He's here, DJ Abu Sali.
Abu Sali is back in the house. I was forcing myself to get out of bed. Alrighty, well, next up, we got a song by Radiohead.
Nice.
Album's called A Moon-Shaped Pool. It's their most recent album. And hope you enjoy it.
How recent is that album? Do you know?
2016.
Oh, okay. So that's pretty recent.
Yeah.
And then what you just heard is Hello, Hello, Hello by New England, which is fitting because we're in New England. And my dad showed me this band and it's pretty nice. They've got a song about like going to Mars at 4 a.m. in the morning or something. It was really weird, but I still saved it to my playlist. Maybe we'll play it later. But cool. Coming up is, what's the name of the song?
Deck's Dark.
Deck's Dark.
Yeah.
All right. That was Dex Dark by Radiohead, the recommendation by DJ Abu Sali, who was quiet before, but say something.
And it gets louder?
That should be louder. It looks louder on the measure.
Okay, good.
So good.
Good.
Shout out to my brother for giving us the sound quality.
Thank you, Doug.
Text. Good luck with your ASL, American Sign Language homework, doing 25% of the course in one night, because you know how that procrastination is.
Yo, I'm on that wave.
Don't worry, I've got a Kimino Say, it's going to come up probably. I'll put Solomon through that just for you, Dalton, so we'll get that going. But before that, we've got New Year by Jay Kutch, and it's a lot different from what he usually makes. It's a little bit more mellow, which I thought I could play it on the radio station. There you go. New Year.
Thank you. nothing quite like him.
We'll be right back.
Hello, that was Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, legendary song, really fun song. I think there was a movie, Pan, or one of the Peter Pan remakes, because there's like 9 of them, where there's like a bunch of kids that have been enslaved by Captain Hook, and they're like singing that as they,
oh, really?
As they mine, and it's a really weird scene, but like, I mean, go for it, movie producer. I realized that my cue was just the cued songs, and that my playlist was still on like my extra hard electronic music playlist, and I'm not going to put any of you guys through that. So I'm going to look for something, unless do you have something maybe you want me to look up on the spot?
Yes, you can look up something on the spot, which is called... it's called Joanne, Joanne. Yeah, by Vali Pala. It's R&B and
definitely
soul.
Definitely not Lady Gaga then.
No.
Vali Pala?
By Vali Pala, R&B and soul. That's what it looks like.
Let's see here. Vali.
This is a song my good friend showed me.
Good friend. Yes. Add to cue.
A good ex friend.
Good ex friend. We know how that is. All right. Here comes by Vali Pala, Joan. Joanne, yes. Or Joan?
Joanne.
Joanne.
We'll say Joanne.
Let's hear it.
Joanne.
All right, that was Joanne by Vali Paula. Thank you very much to DJ Abu Sali's ex-friend.
Thank you, ex-friend.
DJ Abu Sali, have you ever considered becoming a vegetarian?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
Well, then, okay. I was going to say, because I haven't. I was about to say, this is right up your alley. As usual, we need a PSA. And why not delve into something that I would never do myself? Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive, too. Wow, did you know that?
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful. 100 animals.
100 for the millions.
We're like
billions.
Yeah, for the slaughtered. Yeah, you know. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. Wow, they really want to.
PETA.
PETA coming in clutch with this vegetarian stuff. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link. Then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit. Or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, onion, love, and friends here at WMFO. That's not true. I actually hate tomatoes, mushrooms, and onions. Like, I don't. I just read it really fast because I wanted to be like those.
That worked.
Those medicine ads.
Loki,
you know?
Got me. That got me. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, wow. Wow, what a sponsor.
Yeah, but honestly, screw tomatoes and mushrooms. Maybe onions, caramelized onions on like a burger.
No, I like caramelized onions. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Mushrooms are. Oh.
You like mushrooms too? I ate a chicken dish today, like ginger chicken from Duick, and it had mushrooms in it, and I had to pick them all out. I like can't stand mushrooms, dude.
Dude, speaking of like dining hall food, Carm had the same damn pasta.
Really?
For lunch and dinner. I was very disappointed.
Man, come on, man. We're like, we just got back.
Literally the same one. And I was like, please, change it. On another note, I have considered the prospect of going vegan when I am older.
Yeah.
As in 50 years old.
Yeah, I can see it as like a thing I might pick up when I'm older. I don't know if I could ever go vegan. I could maybe go vegetarian, but like I'm probably still gonna wear like,
yeah, no, I mean, yeah, like, it's pretty tough, but
yeah,
to lower my, I don't know, heart disease chances. Eat less meat, which I try meat. I try not to eat red meat though.
I'd probably stick to eggs still too. I really like eggs.
Oh, eggs,
I can maybe
eggs
give up meat, but eggs are good.
Yeah, I could give up meat. Everything else, that's
out the window.
That's
almond struggle. Milk isn't bad.
Yeah, I like almond milk.
Good.
I do like almond milk. You know what's not good? The chocolate soy milk at Duick. And
I didn't even know they served that.
Like, I tried, just because it has less sugar. They recently replaced the chocolate milk brand, and now the sugar content increased from, like, 12 to 27. I look at these things.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, why? Now I can't have my, like, 2 glasses of milk a day. Chocolate milk. Now I feel too guilty to have any. Like, come on. It's Hood now. Screw you, Hood.
Ugh. No, yeah. Especially since that's so good. Like, after you work out, when you come back from the gym, like, drink some chocolate milk.
Yeah,
get your muscles pumping again.
Yeah.
But, like, what's the point if
it's the point
half
of this
sugar?
So much dang sugar. Just convert it to fat.
Yeah. Anyway, well, we could rant about this in a while. Maybe we'll come back to it. But I promised my brother I'd play Kimi no Se by the Peggies. It's the theme song of an anime he wanted me to watch for about a year. And I finally caved to this break and I was like, fine.
Oh.
And in my defense, the name of the anime was called Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai. And I thought it was a big fan service bait thing. But it was actually a very deep insight into psychology and sociology in the high school realm, and it was very interesting and very deep.
Sounds deep.
And not fan service-y at all. There was like maybe one scene where he was like I find you attractive, and that was about it. Like, it's a very good show, and it doesn't do the common anime theme of like showing off women in provocative gestures and things, you know what it is. But it was a very good show. Highly recommend if you're into anime. And if you aren't, and you're just like a truck driver driving right now, doing your rounds, listening to the local college station, hope you can sing along to this. You probably can't because it's Japanese, but it's kind of a bop. Here it comes. Kimi no Se. Thanks, Dalton.
伸びた前髪に。
All right, that was The Great Gig in the Sky by Pink Floyd, by DJ Abu Sali.
With the beautiful lyrics that it had.
Yeah, the beautiful lyrics. If you look them up online, it's just A in different variants of lowercase and uppercase in one continuous string. Which gave me the courage to play this next song that my friend Amy got me into over break. By BB No Money. This is generally not my style, but I actually really like the beats in most of his songs, but his lyrics are like very SoundCloud rapper-esque. This one is called Nursery, and the lyrics are like nursery rhymes mixed with semi-sexual lyrics. I mean you'll hear it. It's pretty
sounds
weird.
Like SoundCloud.
Yeah, it's very SoundCloud, but it's a nice song. Speaking of SoundCloud, not on Spotify yet. But toss a coin to your Witcher from the Netflix series with The Witcher. It's a 2019 hit, the only 2019 hit that was played on a lute.
Oh.
And
okay.
That's pretty nice. Maybe okay. We'll play that if we have time.
Okay.
And then after this, we've got a song by U2.
Yes.
And I don't know if I queued anything after that. But anyway, here's BB No Money with Nursery.
Bro, I swear on God, you're on my book shit. This shit's so long, baby. Is that my voice? Drippin' like a school. On a four with school. Baby gonna school. She funny with it. Cool. B54 thump. I'm a hump on a bounce. Jack and Jill up a hill. Baby tryna get a meal. Mary had a little lamb. I really do not fuck with Zen. She calling me the muffin man. I surely like the muffin top. Snow. Like my lashes. I can't pick yo. It's either tits or some asses. Blue cover glasses. Please don't be so hassle. I'ma pull up on a 30 all the way from Kansas. Whoa. Yeah, I think I need a teaser. If she be a pleaser, baby needs a squeezer. Anybody lethal, she tryna buy my dick. Can you whine on my style? Is your name Sharkeisha? Can you like the Mona Lisa cause you is a fake? And the reason why I went to school, numbers on the paper. And there's several faster ways to get the money in those cakes. Got your booty really bad the cake, she looking like an easy bag. Leave you covered up and couple nerves, what you say? Went to school and cop a Goya purse for my sake. Please don't tell me you gon' pipe it first, not okay. Money at the end, I'm coming first, on the leg. Drippin' like a school. On a four with school. Baby gonna school. She funny with it. Cool. B54 thump. I'm a hump on a bounce. Jack and Jill up a hill. Baby tryna get a meal. Mary had a little lamb. I really do not fuck with. And she calling me the muffin man. I surely like the muffin top. Muffin top, muffin car. So I don't wanna stop. Got it on the lot. Would this baby ever flop? Blessing all these rappers. I just let it slap. Chop. She a hella hard right behind my desktop. Huh. Whoa. Maddie, why she praying unto me? Ho ho. Gotta give her when you're on your knees. Oh no. Sick and tired of doing shit for free, yo, bro. I'm a voice, bro. Is that betcha? Don't you like it when these diamonds look like respect? I'm a little closer, sexy boy, in the scratch. Skip a little henny, that's the cause and defect. Baby, no money to this money, let me collect. Big bag, price tag, Gucci bag, okay. Don't break, cocaine, red flag, no way. Big bag, price tag, Gucci bag, okay. Don't break, cocaine, red flag, no way. Drippin' like a cool. On a four with school. Baby gonna school. She funny with it. Cool. B54 thump. I'm a hump on a bounce. Jack and Jill up a hill. Baby tryna get a meal. Mary had a little lamb. I really do not fuck with Zen. She calling me the muffin man. I surely like the muffin top.
Baby, no money.
Dude, I'm so tired. Can we go home?
Thanks for putting up with my SoundCloud rapperness. Next, coming up
it's
with
cool beat.
Yeah, I mean, coming up with some better stuff though.
Some more well-known stuff. U2, The Saints Are Coming. This one's a little more on the rock side. So here we go.
Shout out to our moms.
Yes, they both love U2. Absolutely.
To my daddy on the telephone, how long now?
till the clouds unroll and you come down the line when, but the shadow still remains since your descent
Sorry, forgot to activate the mics. That was The Saints Are Coming by U2. While I pull up this next one, which, like I said, is only on SoundCloud, we should shout out that DJ Scrumptious McGee slash Yuli Wintle has released an EP called, like, Volume 1 of Songs and Things by Yuli Wintle. I think it's something
I think
like
I
that.
I think
it
was
what and
called,
then you go check it out. Go check out our Flare Mate. Go check out our Radio Bro. And, listen to his stuff. When he's on the show, he'll probably play some of it, so be ready for that. I think it's this first link, because it's by... Yeah, it's by the right people. Let's see if it plays. It totally does. The only hit on a lute from 2019. Toss a coin to your witcher. Let's go.
Geralt of Rivia, along came this song. From when the White Wolf fought a silver-tongued devil, his army of elves at his hooves did they revel. They came after me with masterful deceit, broke down my lute and they kicked in my teeth, while the devil's horns minced our tender meat. And so cried the witcher, he can't be bleed. Toss a coin to your witcher, O Valley of Plenty, O Valley of Plenty, oh. Toss a coin to your witcher, O Valley of Plenty. At the edge of the world, fight the mighty horn that bashes and breaks you and brings you to mourn. He thrust every elf far back on the shelf, high up on the mountain from whence he came. Ah! He wiped out your pest, got kicked in his chest. He's a friend of humanity, so give him the rest.
That's my epic tale. Our champion prevailed, defeated the villain. Now war hands a man.
All right, there was that. Toss a coin to your witcher.
All right.
Really quick, 91.5 WMFO, Freeform Tufts Radio, Radio Bros Show. Boom, right there.